जो कुछ भी सीखा गलतियों से ही तो सीखा मैंने, खुद को संभाला गिर के ही तो उठना सीखा मैंने, जब भी बिखरी तो बिखर के से मटना सीखा मैंने, जब ख्वाब टूटे तो उनको पूरा करना सीखा मैंने, कभी तो मैं भी नाजुक सी कली थी, कभी तो मैं भी बाबा की परी थी, रस्तों पे डर डर के ही तो चली थी, दुनिया जो कहती थी मानती मैं सही थी, पर किस्मत ने जो दिया था वो मुकद्दर में, अकेले था चलना जिंदगी के सफर में, अपनी मेहनत से आज मैं खड़ी अपने पैरों पे, इस जज्बे से आज हुआ खुद पे फखर है, असर है ये मुझ पे लोगों की बातों का, फर्क है ये सोच और दुनिया की नजरों का, दुनिया तो बोलती थी बोलती ही रहेगी, हिम्मत का है परवाना परवाज है हौसलों का। मुश्किल से मैंने मुश्किल वक्त, घर में ठहरी औरत बाहर निकलते बनी मर्द, तनकीद का निशाना बनती रही मैं हर वक्त, खुद को मजबूत रखा छुपाया मैंने हर दर्द, मजदूरी से शुरुआत रंगों में आके टिकी मैं, औरत होके भी अपनी मदद आप बनी मैं, तो पीछे बोले पर बुरे वक्त में कोई ना पूछता, पर जब तक के सांस मेहनत से कभी ना थकी मैं, कब तक रहूं इन इनविजिबल जंजीरों में, हिम्मत की है चमक हाथों की लकीरों में, कब तक करूं जीवन के कांटों का मैं सामना, कांटों को काटने के लिए कुल्हाड़ी बनूं मैं।
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm 13 and just coming off my spring break, sadly.
Yeah. But we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
That's what we'll do today. How was your spring break? What did you do? You do anything fun?
It was pretty okay. I mean, we didn't do much, but it wasn't too bad. I saw a movie with my new friend, though.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice making new friends, hanging out.
Yep.
I don't want to be a teacher. I want to be a librarian, so I'm in the right profession. But I do miss having school breaks. It's one of the perks to being a teacher is you get those school breaks as well.
Librarians are open as long as are there as long as the library is open, right?
Yeah, we're open most days. We're not open Sundays, and we're not open some holidays. And then occasionally we have to close for weather or if we have like building maintenance, that kind of thing. But we're open mm-hmm. most of the time otherwise. So if one of us goes on a trip, one of us decides to go on spring break, then we all have to fill in for each other. So it's a real tag team. Luckily, we've got a good crew. But
I'd
I'm excited. I
imagine you'd be able to take the most spring break because you're in charge.
Because what?
Because you're in charge pretty much.
Well, I also fill in for people a lot. We try to all
That's
fill
nice
in for one
you.
Another. Yeah. Well, we got to keep the place running and got services to provide, so.
Imagine what would happen if you could just be, like, close for spring break.
I mean, I guess we could, but people might not be happy about it.
Because that is entirely my spring break.
Yeah. But anyways, I am happy to be here talking about books. I am excited that it is springtime because I love spring, although it's been kind of rainy here this week, but I love when we have the nice weather days where it's like sunny and not too warm, but warm. It's nice after winter having those days. And then some of the plants are starting, they have their buds and some of them are starting to flower. I've seen some daffodils.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Here I
some
see
big
mainly
old robins.
Beach, but that won't help it. The beach is changing though, and we're having less rain actually. The
Anyways.
temperatures are gonna go to 90 soon, and I can't believe that that's even possible. I'm
Yep.
upset
It's
about
gonna be a
that.
while for us before it hits 90, hopefully.
I
We'll wait until summer for that, I hope. I don't want 90-degree days in the spring. That's just wrong for
Well,
New York.
that's why we're not going to stay for the summer. It's gonna be too hot.
Yeah, I'm excited you'll be up here. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
But anyways, we should talk about some books. You've been
Okay.
reading anything good lately?
Well, I've recently redo in the Hunger Games. I read the series and I liked it a lot.
Think most of our listeners probably know a little bit about the Hunger Games, but for those that don't, could you let them know what the Hunger Games series is about?
So it's about this one girl who volunteers to go through this imagine Roman gladiator thing battles, but happening in a future where there's more technology and stuff. It's kind of like that, and their districts and all the districts come together and fight against each other to the death, and this one girl volunteers to take the place of her younger sister who was volunteered to do it. Well, she didn't volunteer, but they just chose her name
Call
out
her
of a
name, yeah.
lot. And now it's just her going through it all and being like, well, let's not do this anymore. And then they don't do it anymore. Well, eventually. But that's what she ends up doing for the plot. And it's a pretty good story. And they made movies
Yeah.
out of it.
Yeah, so the concept is that it's a world in which there was some rebellion at some point, and the capital as a way of punishing and dissuading the different districts from engaging in rebellion again
That seems
has
like
this
the.
annual Hunger Games, which is a fight to the death, as you mentioned, where there's two people from each district who have to go into this arena that's always like super technologically odd and really awful.
Yeah, I think it doesn't make any sense at all, though. Like, why
Nope.
would you make them all fight to the death if you want to stop rebellion?
Yeah, it does seem like a flawed scheme.
Like, if our president was like, hey, you're fighting against me, so now you're gonna fight to the death. Like, I'd really want to rebel against that.
Yeah, I think they do a good job of developing characters in that series where it's hard because there's people in the arena together that are meant to fight to the death, but that like either respect one another or get along. And so it's interesting, like rooting for your favorite character, but then for them to win, the others have to die. And it's pretty horrible. And it deals a lot with like the trauma of war or like that type of scenario, which I think they did a good job of. But this series is really fun, even though it's
Apparently, at
horrible
one
with
point, it
trauma.
outsold Harry Potter, which is impressive.
Yeah, it was very popular, that series. I feel like Harry Potter and Twilight and Hunger Games are some of the more popular series of recent years. And they all had, the films as well. So I think that added to it. But I liked Hunger Games a lot. I just recently read the prequel, which I enjoyed. I watched the movie for that too. I liked the original series more, but have you read the prequel yet? Battles of Songbirds and Snakes?
No, I don't think I will.
That's how I felt too. And then I decided to read it before watching the movie. And I don't know if either was really necessary in my opinion, but they're fine. I know people that have really liked it, but I like the original Hunger Games trilogy the most. Do you have anything next on your to-read list?
I'm still waiting for the sequel to Six of Crows.
Oh,
But
yeah.
besides, and the sequel to another book series that I have, but besides that, not.
And thanks, Jada, for sharing what you've been reading. While you were talking, Fatia just joined us. So welcome, Fatia. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. What did you want to share today?
I want to share a poem. It's a spring poem.
Great.
It's called Weather for All. It's not really a spring poem, but it's similar to it. I like rainy weather, said the yellow duck. Not for me, I want the sun. Then the hen began to cluck. I think snow is great. Millie nodded her head. In spring, the weather will please each one, the wise weatherman said.
A nice, sweet little poem. I think it counts as a spring poem. Anything that mentions rain that isn't freezing rain, and even if it's freezing rain, that's kind of springy up in New York, anyways.
Yeah.
Very sweet. That's very appropriate timing for sharing poems because it's National Poetry Month this April. I also have some poems that I could share today, but I also have a book that I could share. I recently read a graphic novel memoir called Sylvie by Sylvie Kantorowicz, who is one of the authors joining the Hudson Children's Book Festival this year. So, as I've mentioned on past shows, I've been trying to read a lot of books by authors and illustrators who are attending. And I hadn't gotten around to this one before. And I also love a middle grade graphic novel memoir. I feel
Very
like they're almost.
specific.
It is very specific, but there, I don't know that I've ever read one that I haven't enjoyed on some level. There's something about, I think they often are like from the author's perspective, thinking about their childhood memories and experiences. So I think they're just very relatable, even if they're set during different times than when I grew up. Because I think there's just sort of some commonalities, especially when people are really little. But maybe it's also my age group would be find these especially good. But this one, she has a bit more different of a childhood experience than I did because of where she lived. But I still found things that were relatable that I'll read the description for this one. Sylvie lives in a school in France. Her father is the principal, and her home is an apartment at the end of a hallway of classrooms. As a young child, Sylvie and her brother explore this most unusual kingdom full of small mysteries and quirky surprises. But in middle and high school, life grows more complicated. Sylvie becomes aware of her parents' conflicts, the complexities of shifting friendships, and what it means to be the only Jewish family in town. She also begins to sense that her perceived success relies on the pursuit of math and science, even though she loves art. In a funny and perceptive graphic memoir, author illustrator Sylvie Kantorowicz traces her first steps as an artist and teacher. The text captures her poignant questioning and her blossoming confidence, while the droll illustrations depict her making art as both a means of solace and self-expression. An affecting portrait of a unique childhood, Sylvie connects the ordinary moments of growing up to a life rich in hope and purpose. And I like the
So
art
smart.
style, and it's cute. You get to see, I feel like she has her, you know, the artist who wrote this book, her art style, but then she also makes what appear to be her younger self's drawings. She makes sort of like kid art, like faux kid art in sections to show her artistry as a
Yeah,
young
I like it
person.
when they do that.
But yeah, I found it very charming. I like all the like day-to-day scenarios that it shows, her relationship with her mom and her dad and her siblings, her friends at school, little crushes she has. And it's set primarily during the 60s and 70s, so it wasn't the same time as my childhood, but I don't know. I feel like it's still very relatable. But yeah, highly suggest checking this out. And then you can go meet Sylvie Kantorowicz at the Hudson Children's Book Festival on Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 3 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. It'd be a great day. Sylvie Kantorowicz also has written picture books, I believe. I'm not sure. I haven't read all of her books. I think most of her books are either, I think they're mostly picture books. Maybe there's some easy readers too. So this is I think this is her only graphic novel. That's very good. I highly suggest it. So that's Sylvie by Sylvie Kantorowicz. And like Jada, I'm not sure what I'm reading next. I haven't figured it out, but I went a little wild lately requesting a lot of art books. So I might have to dive into an art book next. Let's see. But before we go for the day, I thought I could also share a couple poems since it is National Poetry Month. And I like to share poems from the book Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets, which has a bunch of really short poems that are, I mean, if you own the book, if it's not a library book, you can tear them out and then they're like a good pocket-sized poem. So the idea is on Poem in Your Pocket that you could take some poems out and about and give them to people along the way. So let's see. I just have a random pile of these. Let's see. We'll read. How about Patience? This is by J. Ruth Gendler. Patience wears my grandmother's filigree earrings. She bakes marvelous dark bread. She has beautiful hands. She carries great sacks of peace and purses filled with small treasures. You don't notice Patience right away in a crowd, but suddenly you see her all at once. And then she is so beautiful, you wonder why you never saw her before. You can read this one is by N. Scott Momaday, who is a Native American author. I don't remember which tribe he was a member of, but he recently passed away, sadly. He was awarded the Pulitzer Prize of Fiction in 1969 for Housemaid of Dawn, and is from the Kiowa Indian tribe of Oklahoma. This poem is called The Delight Song of Swatali. I am a feather on the bright sky. I am the blue horse that runs in the plain. I am the fish that rolls shining in the water. I am the shadow that follows a child. I am the evening light, the luster of meadows. I am an eagle playing with the wind. I am a cluster of bright beads. I am the farthest star. I am the cold of the dawn. I am the roaring of the rain. I am the glitter on the crust of the snow. I am the long track of the moon in a lake. I am a flame of four colors. I am a deer standing away in the dusk. I am a field of sumac and the pomme blanche. I am an angle of geese in the winter sky. I am the hunger of a young wolf. I am the whole dream of these things. You see, I am alive. I am alive. I stand in good relation to the earth. I stand in good relation to the gods. I stand in good relation to all that is beautiful. I stand in good relation to the daughter of Senthi. You see, I am alive. I am alive. That was the delight song of Swatali. That was a delightful song. And here is a sort of silly one. It was by E.E. Cummings. It's called Maggie and Millie and Molly and May. Maggie and Millie and Molly and May went down to the beach to play one day, and Maggie discovered a shell that sang so sweetly she couldn't remember her troubles. And Millie befriended a stranded star whose rays five languid fingers were, and Molly was chased by a horrible thing which raced sideways while blowing bubbles. And May came home with a smooth round stone, as small as a world and as large as a loan. For whatever we lose, like a you or a me, it's always ourselves we find in the sea. I've always liked that one. Do you think the thing racing sideways while blowing bubbles was a crab? That's how I always pictured it. I've seen a crab blowing bubbles. And here's one called Crying by Galway Kinnell. Crying only a little bit is no use. You must cry until your pillow is soaked. Then you can get up and laugh. Then you can jump in the shower and splash, splash, splash. Then you can throw open your window and ha ha, ha ha. And if people say, hey, what's going on up there? Ha ha, sing back. Happiness was hiding in the last tear. I wept it. Ha ha. That was nice. Cry it all out. And then here, I'll end with a classic from one of our favorites, Emily Dickinson. I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They'd banish us, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public like a frog to tell your name the livelong day to an admiring bog.
Emily Dickinson knew what she was doing.
Yeah, genius. I love that poem though. I love many of her poems, but that's one of my favorites because I like frogs and I like bogs. What more can I say? But we'll be sure to share some more poems this month since it's National Poetry Month. It's also Arab American Heritage Month, so I'll have to find a good book by an Arab American author to read this month too. Maybe I can find a poem by an Arab American poet to share, and I can merge the two holidays or two commemorative months together. I'll do that next week. But yeah, before we go for the day, just note that Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 3, and we hope everyone will come for that. There's going to be 80 to 100 authors and illustrators that come, either that are from here, like local authors, or that come for the weekend to share their work and their stories and experiences with kids and families. And so that event's at the Hudson Junior Senior High School from 10 to 3 on Saturday, May 4th. And we'll be highlighting some of the authors and illustrators leading up to that. And for those listening on Friday night, we have a free concert at the library tomorrow, Saturday, April 6th from 12 to 1. We have the Michael Benedict Jazz Vibes Quartet is going to have a free concert at the Hudson Area Library. And we are asking for registration, but we'll let people fill in the seats. So if you don't have time to register, feel free to stop by. And as long as we have room for you, we'll let you in. But you can look up more information on hudsonarealibrary.org. You can email programs@hudsonarealibrary.org to register, or you can call 518-828-1792, extension 100 for the main desk to sign up as well. But yeah, those are some upcoming events here at the library. And I also want to note, because we won't have another radio show before then, that next Tuesday, April 9th, is National Library Workers Day. So if you see a library worker, whether it's a staff member, a volunteer, on April 9th, please give them your thanks and wish them a happy National Library Workers Day, because our library team works so hard and does so much for the community, and I'm really grateful for them, and I hope you are too. But just want to say thank you to all the library workers out there, and happy National Library Workers Day. And happy National Library Week, that week as well. It starts on Sunday the 7th, runs through the
To
week.
you too.
So, oh, thank you.
You work at a library, don't try to fool me.
I do. But it feels funny to say I appreciate myself. But I do appreciate my team a lot, and I appreciate librarians both here and across the county, across the state, across the country, across the world, for all that they do to get resources into the hands of people and create learning opportunities for people of diverse ages and backgrounds and interests. So.
I've been treating the Barnes and Noble like a library. Not good for their business, but they know I do it. It's not like I hide it. So
Yeah.
thanks to them
Hey.
too for tolerating my insatiable appetite for book.
Maybe you're like a free book reader model.
Yes,
Like people
I'm
see
a
you reading
model
books and
to
they're
them.
like, I want to be like her, so I'm gonna get a book.
Yeah, finishing a lot of books. Reading and 99% of the ones in the kids section, which mom is not too happy about because that means I will get divorced. But yeah, make sure to thank the people because they have to be around books all day and not read them.
Yeah, I think that's one of the myths of librarianship is that you get to read books all day, and it's like, no. I read books in my free time. I read a lot of books, but I read them in my free time. I only read them at work if I'm running a story hour, but otherwise I
You
don't
should
get to
run a
read books
story
on the
hour
job.
for the books that you want to do for like older
Yeah.
kids.
I could. I mean, I also
So
like reading
like
picture
an
books, but
older kids story hour.
yeah, I don't know
Today
if
we're
anyone would
going
come.
to dig deep into the Hunger Games trilogy, and then we're going to read The Golden Coffin. You
Yeah,
can just do that.
that's a good
I would
idea. We'll
totally
see.
come.
If there is public demand for that kind of program, I will do it. I
I
love
will make there be
reading.
public demand.
Okay, cool. Maybe we can have story hour for big kids when you're here over the summer. But, anyways, on that note, we should say goodbye for the day. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
Happy
happy
reading.
reading.
मीठी मीठी सी ये मुनिया सर पे डाले है ये चुनिया क्यों हाँ क्यों हो सोनी सोनी सी कुड़ी नू मौज में रहने दे ना दुनिया क्यों हाँ दुनिया क्यों है किन्नी शानदार कुड़ी ये कर देगी कमाल इसे झूमने दे अपनी बीत दे कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू आज लगाने दे ढूमके हाँ चुमके कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड़ के बंधन के कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे छंड के बंधन के पूरी नचने दे।